This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leaning toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back.
Is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Michelle and you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the allied supporters to stand up for our GLBTNI community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue or introduce new ways of thinking, but most importantly, to facilitate change towards greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. So thank you to the, what do we call them, effervescent, I wonder, Chris and Cam, wonder if they'd like that kind of description, for a great Thursday afternoon's drive, and to a fairly new young lady to the airwaves here at Joy, Steph. She's doing a fantastic job today. It's her first day of reading the news here at Joy, and she's going to be part of another program that's coming up very soon. I think Stephanie as well, isn't she?
She is. She's going to be part of the new Informer program that's running Monday through Thursday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. And they do have an amazing crew of people that's going to be working on that show. But she, Steph, there's actually four Stephs here now.
So
I've only ever been the only Steph, and now I'm surrounded by Stephs.
No. How do you feel? You happy about that?
Yeah, I like it.
Those that don't know, that's Stephanie Longmuir, who is one of my co-hosts. Clayton is the other co-host, but we're allowing him to sit behind the desk tonight, and he's just going to panel, so we will wave to Clayton throughout the night. If he's got a really burning question, he'll get that out too.
Yes. Anyway, Steph is going to be part of the Informer team, and that show starts with our new grid, which starts on Monday.
What a fabulous segue. I reckon that's a perfect segue for tonight's show. So we've got an exciting new Joy grid that starts, as you said, Stephanie, on Monday the 4th. So Joy here has three grids a year, run for 4 months, of course, and quite often there's shows that will rest and quite often there's new shows that have been itching to get on the air for a long time or a short time. A lot of people have come out of Taste of Radio, got great ideas for programs and so on. So over the next 2 weeks, this week and next, Stand Up Straight's going to be introducing you to six of those fabulous new programs. They've got a really, really broad array of themes. I'm running out of voice, so I'm going to introduce our three guests tonight. We've got Colin Hogan, Fiona Newton, and Stevie F. They're going to say hi. Now,
hi Michelle. Hi everybody.
Hi Michelle. Hi team.
Thank you so much for joining us. And as I said just before we went on air, this is actually not about us tonight. It's about you. You've got three programs that are fresh to Joy Airwaves next week. So I want you to we're going to delve in throughout the rest of the hour. But tell us just briefly what the name of your show is, the day it's on, just a little snippet, a bit of a teaser about your show.
My name's Fiona. I'm going to be co-hosting a show with four other women at different times called Chicks Talking Footy. So we're footy nerds that love going to the footy.
Yeah.
And also it's a great time for women in football because there's a women's league that's developing and there's female coaches and umpires. So we're hoping to interview a lot of those kind of people with a female focus.
Love to get to know a bit more about that a little later, but I have to just ask you one question. Can I ask what team you follow?
I barrack for the Mighty Flying Hawks.
Right. Yay. You two other guests, we're not not even worried about tonight. So Stephanie and I, we're just going to talk Fiona and
are you both
Hawks
supporters?
Yes, we are.
No. Going for the four-peat?
Yeah, well, of course we are.
Yeah. Not after last Sunday's performance.
No. So we do have two other guests in the studio that are nothing to do with sport at all, I dare say.
Come definitely on, Colin. Not for me.
And
my
your
name's
show?
Colin Hogan, and mm-hmm. I'll be doing Behind the Curtain. I just wanted to mention a football team, but I daren't with all these Hawthorne people. I'm doing a show called Behind the Curtain, and that will be on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. So I want everybody to tune in or catch the podcast shortly mm-hmm. after. And that is really about the origins and history of theatre, but mainly musical theatre. And, wow. of course, there will be heaps of show tunes.
Bit of toe-tap and tunes,
absolutely.
Would you say?
Sing-along. It's going to be a sing-along.
Oh, we do love a sing-along
absolutely.
Here at Joy, don't we?
So I'm looking forward to that. So Tuesday nights at 11, Behind the Curtain with Colin Hogan.
Oh, that sounds a perfect perfect promo.
And he's clearly been working on that, hasn't he?
He has. He's got a great voice for radio, doesn't
Most
he?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if I count amongst your long list of Stephanies at the station, because I am a Stephanie, but I'm a Stevie.
Oh!
Not a Steph. Although Steve. Somehow professionally a Steph, people always assume.
Yeah, they do.
Assume you're a Steph, Stevie. But I'm a Stevie.
Oh, I was thinking Stevie Nicks. I wasn't thinking Stevie short for Steph.
Yes.
Because I get Steffy, but I never get Stevie. Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Great.
So what's about yours?
Yep. So my show is Get Loud, which will be on Wednesdays from 11 till 1, so up late.
Wow.
And it's going to be a rock show. So a little bit of rock and roll, maybe a little bit of metal, but I think because it's a little bit different to what Joy plays generally. We might ease into it a little bit.
So it's like a soft launch, I suppose, isn't it?
It's still a pretty heavy launch, but, but you know, we'll take it slow.
Oh, that's what a great variety of shows we've got coming up, just even with the three of you. Now, we've already had a message in from Peter. Hey, Colin, looking forward to your show next Tuesday. That's from Peter.
Thank you, Peter. That's great that you've messaged in to Joy 94.9, and everyone can message in.
They can. They can send us a message on 0427 Joy 949. They can even phone the lovely Milshan at the front desk, 1300 Joy 949, or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. I'm running out of breath. We're going to play a very interesting song, and I think you guys out there will guess why we're playing it. We're going to come back, get to know Stevie, Colin and Fiona a whole lot more. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hold you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all
educate yourself. Stand up straight on Joy 94.9. Hi everyone, Michelle, Stephanie, Clayton behind the desk, and we've got three guests, three shows that are coming up on the new grid, which starts on Monday the 4th, which is next Monday. You can actually go to the Joy website and check out, there's a whole multitude of information on the Joy website, so everything from our the functions that we've got on and guests and podcasts, but the new grid. So it shows you all the shows, the time slot, and a bit of info about the shows that are on as well. So if you want to find out about the other shows that are on Joy, have a look on the Joy website. So we have, actually, firstly, Colin, this is, that song was probably right up your alley, wasn't it, that we just played then?
Well, Michelle, yes, I wanted to say that I had nothing to do with the choice of that music.
Were you happy, though?
Even though I loved it. That was a surprise.
Was it?
I had no idea it was coming up. Julie Andrews with a number from... The King and I.
King and I. And Steve, did you kind of fall off the chair when you heard that?
Look, I have an appreciation of that kind of music too. I love all music. I just prefer a big, heavy beat behind it.
Do you? Yeah. So, well, so you would you ever play anything that's musical theatre-ish ever?
I think I probably would. I think, you know, out there on the internet, there are so many mashups of things and, you know, heavier bands have done a lot of covers of, you know, really well-known pop songs that are actually quite clever and interesting. So, you know, you'll have to tune in
they
and see
to.
What we have.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. We've also had another message come in from Jeff Bundura. So thank you for the guys sending messages in already. Enjoying your show, Michelle, with mine, Stephanie's and Clayton's, for the info on upcoming shows. Thanks, Jeff from Bundura. So I want to get to know you a little bit. And just how long have you guys been around Joy? What have you been doing at Joy, if anything else? Yeah, all of you.
Okay, well, I'm never short of a few words. I came to Joy in May last year, and I did the Taste of Radio, and I'd encourage anyone that has an interest in radio or community radio to take a serious look at it. It's fantastic, and we're a great community in here, very embracing, very loving. And I also do, on Friday morning, I do the office admin on the front desk on Fridays from 9 to midday, and also do podcasting, and I'll be doing podcasting for this very show, Stand Up
Anna,
Straight.
And we're lucky.
We are so very lucky.
Thank you.
You're very
I can
welcome.
Publicly acknowledge, acknowledge you on air.
My name is Fiona. I've been involved with Joy for, I think, about 2.5 years. And I did the Monday Drive show with Michael and Simon off in the back seat. It was a bit. It got a bit steamy in the back seat.
Did backseat S&M.
I enjoyed that show. Really good drive show.
Great. Yeah. Mm. Well, I enjoyed it too. But sometimes you've got to move on. Mm. And then Tuesday afternoon, I did the music show One to Four for a little while. And then I proposed doing a Chicks Talking Footy show about a year ago, and there just wasn't room on the grid. And then got involved in the sports bag.
Mm.
So I've been involved with that for about a year.
Yes.
And yeah, just love it. I love being here. I love broadcasting.
And Fiona, I've heard you on the sports bag before, and I'm particularly interested in this show because it seems like there is a much greater female presence this year in sport with Rebecca Madden on the AFL footy show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got five Channel Rebecca 9. Maddens here. So
five women
talking football.
Oh, no, that's great.
So, yeah and look, I think it's important. There's such a female – the AFL's been so – the best code at including women.
Yes.
And there's a lot of females that do follow it. In fact, the membership's about 47% women.
Is that not phenomenal? So, why do you think it's now – is it because – I know when I used to go to the football years and years and years ago, I was fairly uncomfortable. Now, I can tell you I'm a sort of a middle-aged woman, and I – probably about 4 or 5 years ago, started even going on my own. Now, that to me shows that the environment has drastically changed. Why do you think it is?
I think the AFL have quite consciously started including women in the commentary, the umpiring, and tried to include female spectators a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot better than, say, the NRL and other codes of football, soccer and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Look, I'm from Sydney and I've only been in Melbourne for 10 years, but when I first came to Melbourne, I realised very quickly it was going to be a very long and lonely winter if I didn't embrace AFL. So I did, and my husband was great in that he, you know, took us as a family. And the thing that impressed me the most is that it is very much a family game, and it's generational. Mm. So I would sit there, and in front of me, there would be grandma, mum and dad, and kids. And it starts from a young age. So, you know, the girls are going, you know, as little girls. Like my daughter, you know, from the time she was 4 years old, she was off to the footy with us. Mm. And she could only stand a quarter to begin with, but we've sort of built her up to now she can sit through a half and three quarters. And so, but it's a very much a family code.
Well, yeah, my child will have a membership before they have a name. But, but yeah, I used to go as a from the age of seven, and when I was about 11, 12, started going on my own with some friends.
Yeah.
And we used to collect aluminium cans because the Alcoa
cash can.
Yep.
Yeah. Used to give you 75 cents a kilo. We used to collect enough to pay for our game the next week.
But it is that
bit of sand in the can.
It is that safe evening entertainment that you can send your kids to. My boys go. I've got bigger boys, and that was the first night out that they had with their mates was going to the footy.
Yeah.
And I knew that, you know, there'd be no drinking there. They'd go and do something that they loved, and they were safe, and it was a, you know, great environment. They really enjoyed it. So
can I tell you also? It doesn't even. It for me, it extends to when I walk out of the MCG after the Hawks have won. joking aside, but even just the walk to the station feels safe.
Yeah.
I can be sitting on the train on my own or with my, as I call my friend Laura, my footy nana. And the two of us, we don't see each other during the summer, but only during the winter. And we do, and we feel very, very safe.
Yeah.
So it even extends to that side of things too.
Well, yeah, I go with a bunch of girls every week pretty much, either to the pub or to the game. Mm. And a lot of the girls are straight and they've got boyfriends that don't follow the football. I think how many boys would love their girlfriends to be in the football, the extent that we are. But a couple of those girls are going to be on Chicks Talking Footy. So
great.
So how hard was it to pitch that idea?
Well, I think it wasn't actually that hard because at the moment there's also, you know, the Pride match was on at the time at the Yarra Glen Football Club, and the Joy did an outdoor broadcast there last year. And this year there's going to be an actual Pride match in the AFL season.
Yeah, there is. Do we know when that is yet?
Yeah, St Kilda and Sydney in round 20-something or other. It's in August. So I'm pitching secretly, not so secretly, for Joy to do an outdoor broadcast there.
We will support you.
Fantastic, yeah.
With I'm just wondering, with Colin and Stevie, you're allowed to speak during the you can actually butt in because you'd have to.
Couldn't get a word in.
You couldn't. Stevie in particular, how do you feel knowing that there's a female only? I'm assuming would you have male guests as well?
Look, we will have honorary chicks if that
honorary chicks. But, then.
we do really want to focus on what's going on with women in the game, because you know, there's so many great women to interview. We want to support the women's league that's happening as well. So
Stevie, does it fill you with pride and joy? I suppose that there's these types of shows coming on air and joy.
Absolutely, I think it's really important that it is an inclusive environment to have that conversation. I think there are a lot of assumptions about what women do and don't like when it comes to footy season or sports generally.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to have that discussion and have a show dedicated to it, absolutely. For me personally, it's not something that interests me. I'm a Sydney transplant, so I didn't grow up in the culture. And, you know, so then I guess the Swans would be my team, but I do live out east, so I have full respect for Hawthorn and their successes. But, so I guess my involvement with Joy is almost a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
I did the Taste of Radio with the team here probably about 2 years ago, and then life kind of got in the way. So it was the intention to do something. Mm. I wasn't sure what that was going to be. But I guess Joy listeners will know that rock and roll is probably not best suited to the daytime schedules. So in terms of actually pitching a show and finding the right time, now seems to be the time, and there seems to be some excitement about it, which is really great.
Stevie, I'm just interested in what you said about doing Taste of Radio 2 years ago and then sort of having a break from it, because oftentimes when you do these things, you come out of Taste of Radio and you're so enthused and you know, you just want to jump straight in. But to come back to Joy, I mean, that's really interesting. How did you find, you know, reapproaching Joy and pitching your show?
I really enjoyed the Taste of Radio course, and I think it was just an acknowledgement that this is going to take a fair amount of effort if I'm going to do it properly, and right. I really do want to do a good job. I want, you know, my show to be something that people want to listen to, and I don't think I had the time at the time. But it was actually Leni who did the training with us, who reached out through circumstances and said, you should come back.
Oh,
because she clearly saw something in my abilities, which is absolutely fantastic to hear from someone. You know, you always want a nice compliment when it comes to these things. So she kind of got me motivated again and excited about it, to be honest.
That's a great story. And it's a typical sort of joy story in that, you know, it is a very welcoming environment, and you can, you know, you can do Taste of Radio, and you can podcast, or you can produce. So, you know, you don't have to be on air, but then great that you've come back.
I'm wondering, Stevie, how many songs do you think you might anticipate how many songs you want to play in a show?
It really depends. I mean, if it's Led Zeppelin, I could probably fit about two. if it's Van Halen, maybe 20. So there's going to be a bit of a mix. So what I'm aiming to do is to do some old stuff, some new stuff, some, I say, red hot stuff, so new stuff on the market, and some blue stuff, because we know that rock and roll is a little bit blue.
It is.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
So it is past 11. We're all grown ups here. So
I think it's actually really great, because I mean, personally, I'm not into the dance kind of music that's often part of the gay scene. So it is really good to have that variety of different music that's being played here at Joy. So I'm glad to hear that you're on air.
And I just wondered about that. I wondered how much we stereotype gay music at this station. I mean, is that a valid question?
Absolutely.
I would say a lot. And I don't think it's Joy necessarily. Clearly, you know, people are tuning in and listening and loving the daytime music, and it's good to have that uplifting feel, particularly, you know, with the drudgery of work, if you're listening at work and things like that. But I think we do need to recognise that there is another audience
out there.
And can we accommodate them as well?
Yeah. I'm so fancy.
Hi, my name is Bella, and you're listening to Stand Up Straight with Michelle on Joy 94.9.
You're up late to Get Loud with Stevie on Joy 94.9.
That was a bit of some clever trickery from our Clayton here across the desk, Stevie, for your show.
Is that your new promo, Stevie?
That's the first time I've heard it.
That is exciting. Wow.
It's all very real now.
Yeah, it is. It's happening.
The Let's Get Loud from Jennifer Lopez was just something I added for fun. Right. It isn't actually going to be in the promo. Well, I can talk about that, though.
Thank you, Clayton, for putting that together and surprising Stevie and the look on her face. She looked really, did you feel like a proud mum then, did you, or something,
I did,
Stevie?
A little bit, but I don't know that Jennifer Lopez is quite in my wheelhouse. Put some beats behind that. We'll see what we can
even
do.
Even I would probably agree that. But so we were talking just before that break about the types of music that's on Joy, and that perhaps, well, there's definitely the need for the broadest possible variety, especially me at community radio station. We are a community, so we all have different likes, loves, hates, etc. So I think it's really important that we've got, even if someone only tunes in for the 1 hour or a half hour or 2 hours, maybe that one show that we all are all putting on might be that 1 hour that they listen to. So at least we can appeal to everybody, I think you would hope. So segueing to another type of music show, which is Colin's show. So vastly different to Stevie's show, vastly different to Fiona's show. Yours would be, would we say, perhaps the most stereotypical of the three types of Joy shows
you mean
that we're showcasing?
That gay males.
Oh, well,
are
I didn't
drawn
say that. I'm just
musical
curious.
Musical theatre.
So you
that
said
way,
that. I'm
it?
Not in trouble now because you've got the, what do we saw, the gay license. You can say that. I can't
I can say that.
Yeah, you can say whatever.
That. Now, I hope to bring some less popular and less well known. Less well-known? That doesn't sound right. Music that may not be heard a lot, and there's some great surprises coming up. So,
can you tell us what that one surprise might be?
No,
No, you don't. You haven't got a plan, have you? Really?
I have, yes. Oh. Now, well, one is actually Steel Pears. Steel Pear. Now, I don't know a lot of people would know that. So there, that'll.
Is that a musical?
That's a musical. That's very few people heard of. But of course, the likes of Sound of Music and My Fair Lady, of course, are back on the Melbourne, on the, not on the, well, also on the Melbourne, but on the Australian circuit. And I sort of want to move a little bit away from those. I mean, you will hear the more popular and more well-known tracks, but there's a lot of music and a lot of shows that we don't hear a lot of music from. And, of course, I'm a mad Sondheim person, but we mustn't try and overdo that.
you have to restrain yourself a wee bit.
But there will be some very different music coming up, yeah.
Is one of your goals to try and delve in and try and play what people would have no idea of and they've never heard, or something that's brand new that they won't have had a chance to see yet, that kind of thing?
Well, I think a lot of people now, a lot of show music is played on the airwaves. So even the likes of Matilda, which is coming up, and I'll be seeing in May here in Melbourne.
I'm seeing on Saturday night.
Oh, are you? Mm. Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. But the music is sort of out there already, and people are hearing it. The promos are on television. But I also, with my name, the name of the program, of course, Behind the Curtain, I want to delve into the history.
That's fantastic.
Melbourne's got a fabulous theatre circuit and some beautiful theatres, and also I want to focus on a particular theatre venue over each week, and also maybe something outside of Melbourne. So some wonderful history. And
so the history of our buildings and our theatres.
That's right. Well, there's things like the Tivoli, which was a few doors down from where we are now at Joy in Bourke Street. Mm. Now, that's long since gone, but that's where they had things like the Black and White Minstrels, which I hate to tell you that I did see back in the 60s. But that was quite controversial, but the Tivoli is gone. A lot of theatres I ushered, actually, as a young person at theatres that have gone.
You've got some great stories.
Yeah, Colin, and that brings me to my question about your background. I mean, you've got a beautiful voice, and I just wondered, do you have a theatre background?
No, not at all. Many years ago, a partner and myself were involved in non-professional theatre, but I was more the candy queen, really, than anything else. I've always been interested in theatre and non-professional theatre as well. In those days, they called it amateur theatre, but they now call it non-professional. I just love theatre. It's and I love that emotion that goes with it, you know, and that the production. So I want to delve into the entrepreneurs that brought theatre to Melbourne and moved musicals to the world. But we've got a very interesting history that goes right back to, you know, right back to turn of the century. Back.
Would you talk circuses and things, anything like that, or just strictly?
Well, of course, there are. Well, even a musical has covered everything.
And things
we could go to the things like Barnum, which was...
We're helping you. We're giving you some fodder.
Circus Du Lait. Yeah, probably not so much that, because it's not really a stage performance, but there was a musical, Barnum, which was based on Barnum and Bailey, which was a fantastic. Reg Livermore, in fact, I think, played it many years ago.
Would you have guests in as well?
I will have, yes. Not on the first show, because my teeth will be rattling with nerves.
We've all been there. Trust me, it does get better.
No, it does. I'm reasonably confident. But, some great show music, a lot of history. I want our listeners, too, out there to be in touch with me if they have a theatre venue in the country areas or somewhere else in Australia that has a great history. I'm actually going to cover one of Melbourne's oldest theatres, and it's got a very interesting history and even has a ghost, and I'm sure some listeners will know exactly which theatre that is.
Don't they say most have a ghost?
Mm. One has got one.
Will you be talking or chatting to anyone about non-professional theatre at
all? Yes, I have someone in mind. Perhaps I won't mention it now because
I haven't spoken
to that person involved, but there are a lot of non-professional casts around. Productions around. So, we'll be delving into that as well. So at the moment I'll be just going solo with production and presenting, but we'll maybe move on with a co-host eventually.
Yeah, well, you've got a big job ahead of you, Colin, because there's a lot of research to be done in a show like that, I would imagine. It's not just playing music, it's all the historical stuff that you're going to have to pull together.
But I'm finding out a lot about some of the things and the theatre and the music that I thought I knew about, and it's been very interesting.
It's probably opening up a whole lot of doors that you didn't really realise existed, I think.
Well, The challenge is, Stephanie, is to condense it down, you know, the information I've got. And I looked at it and I thought, I've got so much information here, but of course it can't fit it all in because I want to have quite a lot of music in the program as well. I might have any up to five tracks, which generally is quite a lot of music in a program. Mm-hmm.
Now, Colin, I starred in History of Australia, the musical, when I was in Year 12.
We're in the presence of
I know. It flopped here, so we decided to tour with it overseas. So maybe I could be a guest on your show.
Absolutely. I'll see if I can squeeze you into my busy schedule. I'd like to have you on board.
We might just have something briefly for you, Colin, if you want to sit back and...
I'm listening.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The Great Oz has spoken on Joy 94.9.
Oh, Clayton, he's a prize now.
He's a gift to Joy, is.
He's just amazing. And that's one of my IDs during the program. And for those more astute listeners out there, might recognise where that is from.
So, you're going to tell us?
No.
Oh,
anyone, you're going to listen. I'll tell you in the first program.
They could guess, couldn't they? No, they could send us a message. 0427 Joy 949. You can call Mushin sitting at the front desk. He's probably got his feet up and half asleep. So wake him up, 1300 Joy 949, or send us an email on air@joy.org.au. How much work goes into putting your program together, Colin?
Well, when you do Taste of Radio and when you're going through training, they do impress upon you not to put excessive amount of hours in. Mm. But I have a feeling I might have put several days into mine. I have said to friends that for a one-hour program, there's a lot of work that goes in. Yeah. And somewhere down the track, I have to try and fine-tune that because I am putting a lot of hours into it. So, I'm loving it, though.
But do you find, all three of you, in fact, that your brain is bursting with ideas and you've got to try and figure out, well, what am I going to do? And you end up coming up with perhaps about 6 months worth of shows and you get so excited. You find that, Stevie?
I am finding that, but what I'm finding is I actually want to refine what my track listing is so that it is a bit cohesive.
And do you think a theme? You might have a theme each week, or you're not sure?
I've not quite gone down that path, but I'm coming up with all these ideas. I think listening to Colin talk about his show, there's a brilliant show called Rock of Ages that is a theatre production that they made a film of with Tom Cruise in the lead role, which, unbelievably, he's not that bad. But, you know, that Colin is giving it a big thumbs down.
Not good for radio, so we will tell you.
Oh, you just put me in.
But, I mean, that in itself is a good theme to work with. But for me, just, trying to ease listeners into it and get them used to the rock and roll is a bit of a challenge to start with.
Is it?
So for me, I'm so passionate and in tune with football, I suppose, as naturally anyway. Mm. I haven't found it to be too much work, and the girls that I'm involved with are just as passionate, so.
And how many? Is it five? Did you say four or five?
Well, me and Danae Gibson. Danae used to be the station manager here at Joy a few years ago, I think around about 2008. Mm-hmm. She's done a football show here before. So we're going to be the weekly hosts, then we've got three girls that have come on once a month.
But your show is a moving feast, so every week it's going to be different, obviously, and you will just have to keep reading and researching as you're going.
Well, also I'm giving responsibility to some of the people that are coming on once a month to just have their own segment as well.
Right.
We're only a half an hour show, 8:30 on Wednesdays.
Of course.
I find with the production, or certainly with the time I'm putting in, I'm coming up with all these ideas, and the other day I suddenly thought, put the brakes on, and now I'm thinking... Okay, what are we going to do for show number two? So I'm starting to think about show number two already. Yeah. And then I think, well, hang on, I need to keep some of this because, of course, it's the longevity of the show is important as well. Mm. But I'm sure there's plenty of material there to keep everyone interested.
There will be. We're going to go for a quick break, come back and chat a little bit more to Stevie, Colin and Fiona. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy.
You're listening to Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. She's my mum.
Shorts, change rooms and balls. Chicks talking footy on Joy 94.9.
How lovely, Fiona. That's your baby.
It's my baby.
Your baby.
Giving birth right now.
Do you feel it's a little bit like that?
It does feel like that. I mean, it's been an idea that's been in the womb for about a year now. So it's good to be finally, in labour.
So Fiona, what are you going to do in the summer months?
Look, I don't talk to anyone. And my partner and I get along a lot better. So.
Are we going to explain that? No. Leave that up to your own imagination.
Fiona, is your partner also a Hawthorne supporter?
By default.
Right. Okay.
So in a way that's like, for the love of God, could you please let Hawthorne win? Because she doesn't want a grumpy partner.
No, so. I understand that. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Do you ever have moments where you think, this is consuming me? Football is consuming me. This is my entire life.
It's meaningless. Why am I doing this? No.
And do you ever find it difficult to be impartial when you're talking on air about football because you are so passionate about Hawthorne, or can you kind of put that aside? And
well, it's actually been a challenge because, yes, of course, when you follow the football, your team is the centre of the universe and you don't know anything else. But being on radio, because I've been doing what's called the Premiership Quarter on the Sports Bag for the last year, I've had to research and follow a lot more broadly about what's going on in football. And I've kind of enjoyed that kind of new parameter as well. So,
well, I've heard you on that show, and I have to say, I didn't know you were a Hawthorn supporter. So there you go. That's something.
Yeah. You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, that's right.
That's something you'll have to fix.
Something's gone wrong.
This is a question for all of you, but I'll start with Fiona. Do you have an inspiration? Is it somebody, not necessarily at Joy, but just in, you know, is there a female journalist or somebody that inspires you or gives you ideas about how you perhaps want to project yourself or be represented or anything like that?
I do respect Caroline Wilson as a journalist, but don't always agree with her.
And, just for those that might not know who she is.
Yeah, she's a journalist for The Age, and she's often quite controversial and points out what's going on.
And with Footy Classifieds on a Monday night.
Yeah, so, and she's and 3AW, I think, she broadcast on as well. So I respect her career in terms of that, but, yeah, I guess most of the people that I've looked up to have been men because it has been such a male-dominated sport. I'd love to interview Alistair Clarkson on the Footy Show. And
can I co-host that night, please?
Yeah, exactly.
But, well, I perhaps shouldn't say this, but I'm not a great sports fan.
That's okay.
I'm an ex-Victorian. Well, I'm a Victorian who has moved back from Sydney after 30 years, and you can't help but embrace the football. So, of course, my whole family were all Tiger supporters, so it was natural that I drifted back to the Tiger fold. But I must admit, that's about as far as my sporting interests go. You know, I can watch things touch on television, but I don't get passionate about it. But one of the people on the planet that inspires me is Sir Michael Kirby. I'm a
great supporter of him.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, and I've had dinner with him and his partner, and he's
why? What is it that inspires you about him? If that's too broad a question, I don't know.
Just that he's a person that. Well, apart from being out and proud, he's a great voice for the LGBTI community. Mm-hmm. I have read two of his autobiographies, which are really very interesting. I can recommend them, but he's a great inspiration. I think he's a great asset and quite a very interesting life he's had as well.
I believe so.
Right through.
Yeah.
And I actually find that a really difficult question to answer.
I do too.
You know, it's like, who would you invite to dinner, dead or alive, if you had the opportunity? I find increasingly I'm drawing bits and pieces from different people because, nobody's perfect, but a lot of people have different things to contribute to the world. And for me, I want to be good at this radio presenting thing, but I want to do it with a bit of humour. So people like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are very inspirational to me in terms of addressing issues in a humorous way that I think actually gets through to a lot of people, and also bringing that female voice to what is traditionally a very male-dominated space of comedy. And I interpret that in a way that influences the things that I do, so the radio show, hopefully, but also some writing and reviewing and things that I do elsewhere. Mm. So it's a big question, that one.
It is a big question, and I think as we grow and change, different people inspire us for different reasons as well, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah. We've had another message come in. I'm sorry, I'm not sure who it's from, but it says, I think behind the curtain has the potential to be the gayest show on the gayest radio station. I think they're talking about you, Colin.
You think?
I think so. Is that a badge you're happy to wear proudly?
Oh, absolutely. I'm an out and proud gay man. I have been all my life. So, yes, we'll be ramping it up. I was going to say
camping it up.
I was going to say camping it up, but I thought, well, you know.
And I just, to look around the studio here, you think of the vast array of representation that we've got just in this room. It's pretty amazing, and I think that's one of the most impressive things about Joy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, obviously this show's called Stand Up Straight.
Yes. Although I do imagine,
you're all straight?
Well, not everybody.
Stephanie and I are, well, I'm not going to speak on behalf of Stephanie, but we're the minority at Joy.
I was doing the sports show with Dougal. He was an ally. Mm-hmm. And there's other people at the station that do shows here and are involved in volunteering that consider themselves allies of the gay community. What made you all come together and say, we're going to do a show, gather together?
It was Michelle's baby. I'm a newbie here. I've only been with you for about 12 months now, yeah.
So in 2013, I did potted history. 2013, I did Taste of Radio. Went overseas in the June. Got an email from Andrew Thorpe, who was then my manager here at Joy, saying, was I interested in putting a show to air? And it was going to be on the Next Grid, which gave me about a month. So I never thought that I would be on air ever. I had an idea about doing a show, perhaps about parents of gay kids. Doesn't have a lot of legs. You know how not a lot of longevity in that. And so I looked at it from an ally's angle, and I did it for about 2 years on my own, and it does get, at times, because you can't say, I can't be bothered doing it this Thursday. You just have to. Mm. I will say the biggest growth for me personally and total balance to my life. Coming into Joy gives me that balance and a sense of purpose, and I feel extremely, extremely proud of the show, and even more so, and I'll get a bit emotional, but even more so that I have people that want to be part of it.
So
it's
huge
for me.
Do you have gay children?
Yeah, I've got a gay son.
Okay. So that's your... Because I know SJ, who used to be at the station, the program manager here, she had two gay parents.
Mm. Correct,
so there's often... I find that connection... Mm. A lot of people
assume that that's why I did the show, and it actually is totally unrelated. Nelson is a gay man that doesn't need to be part of the gay community. He has a very separate life. So a lot of people assume because I've got a gay son, that's why I did it, in inverted commas. It's actually not. He was perhaps a catalyst. That's why I started listening to Joy, but not anything other than that, really.
Mm. No, it's a great family here at Joy, and it gives my life a lot of stability, and I love the time that I put in here. Mm. And I think... if you're going to have a show on the radio, you've got to be fairly passionate about it as well. So I'm looking forward to presenting Behind the Curtain, 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Another plug.
Well, I mean, I'm an ally as well. I feel, though, that the bond at Joy is the music, for one, but also I think there's so much relevance in the shows. I don't actually think it matters where on the spectrum you fall in terms of your sexuality, in terms of your identity. The content is actually really great and interesting, and it shows you different perspectives that you might not ordinarily get exposed to. So that's what drew me to Joy in the first instance.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's why I said it's sort of at the beginning of the hour. Go and have a look at the grid on Joy's website. You would be blown away. We have everything from Cravings, which is a phenomenal food, wine, cooking type show hosted by Pete Dillon. We have a travel show. We have various sports shows, music shows, Sci-Fi and Scream that Clayton is involved in. We have tech shows. I can't think of them all. There's so many. Stupid. Joy has something for everyone.
Mm. There's the cabaret room. There's the Sunday arts and fabulous variety. You're quite right, Michelle. And it's my radio at home's locked on Joy, but I do actually drift away from it from time to time. But you've got to do that.
We all do that. We can admit it. You're in a safe space.
That's right.
You've kicked a goal on Chicks Talkin' Footy with Fiona and Danae.
Mystery and intrigue behind the curtain with Colin. Joy 94.9.
You are nearly at the top of the hour. Spirit Lounge is coming in at 8 o'clock. Want to just remind you of the three beautiful people we have in the studio as our guests. Stevie, has a show on Joy. When and what's it about?
It is Get Loud on Joy, and it is Wednesday nights at 11 till 1. And you can actually, while you're at it out there, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. It is Get Loud at Joy 94.9 or Get Loud at Joy 949 on the Twitter. No point.
Beautiful. And they can text you in when you're on air. You'd love to hear from people.
I'd love to hear from people actually in anticipation of the show. So if there's anything that you want me to play or would like to hear, or if you're a local band and you've got a new track out, or, you know, send it through. I want it all.
And if people aren't sure how to contact you, they can always ring the front desk here at Joy. They can put you in contact, put them in contact with you. And I
don't know if there's anyone here at 11 o'clock at night. But
even throughout the day.
They can leave a message. Absolutely, can, yeah, of course, yeah. They can.
And the same thing goes for all the shows. For you, Colin, your show's on when?
It's on a Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has any ideas or requests, please send me an email on behindthecurtain@joy.org.au. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll look forward to you listening in on Tuesday the 5th.
Can you give us a tiny little tease about Tuesday? Got to keep them guessing. Little bit of an idea.
A bit of a tease. What in the music?
Well, no, anything.
Some of the music's going to be. I wanted to make the first show with the music, which is a little more familiar to a lot of mm-hmm. people, but an uplifting sort of a show. And, yeah. and I'll have you singing and tapping your feet and something just to lull you off to sleep towards the end. Well, I hope towards the end and not during. But
and so. Do you sing along? Do you find when you're playing your music,
yes.
you sing along? Do you do the same thing, Stevie, yes. as well? You can't help
just
yourself.
Just quietly, yeah, I do.
Yeah, so you've got the studio to yourself. See, you guys, there won't be many people around. You yeah. can sing your hearts out. Just hope there's no hidden camera. Yeah,
make sure the mic's turned off too before
yes,
you,
although
before
that
you launch into song.
Would make for great radio.
Well, the problem is with my voice, of course, when I'm singing along, I have to look and think, God, I hope the mic's off. Really, I do not have a singing voice. But, hey, it's all about singing and...
And fun and
sing if it makes you happy, as they say.
I agree. Beautiful. And Fiona?
So I'm doing a Chicks Talking Footy show, 8:30 on Wednesday nights following the sports show, mm-hmm. that sports show. We're going to have segments such as Dropkick of the Week Award.
I love it.
We might do an Out of Bounds segment. Controversial topics around football. And we'll be interviewing lots of guests from the Women's Football League and the Men's Football League. Etc. And there's 5 girls involved in that show at different times. So,
can I just ask? I know that there's. Don't ask me how I know the girl's name, but Chelsea, someone that she's one of the goal umpires. Oh, is there? There's another.
Alini.
And is she a boundary
Alini,
umpire or someone
I can't
new?
Remember her last name. But she became the first female field umpire.
That's right.
So we're trying
yeah.
to get her on the show. Actually, we tried to get her on the show a few weeks ago, but she was busy. Umpiring. So
how again? Just we've only got a bit of time left. But how hard is it for women to break into that? Do you have any idea about how difficult it is for them?
Look, I think in the past it has been. I know for a fact the AFL is actually trying to
actively
celebrate yeah. and get women involved in football. So they are actually opening the doors for that kind of roles in umpiring and in commentating, and of course will be the only chicks fully female football show in Australia.
Oh, I love it. I got my questions already lined up, I reckon. I'll try and keep it neutral as well, Fiona, as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you all very, very much for joining us in the studio. Really exciting, and I can't wait for... It's now I'm going to be going to bed late two more nights of the week, so thanks to you two, Colin and Stevie. So thank you again. For joining us in the studio. Next week, we've got 3 other victims coming into the studio. We're going to get to find out about the shows that are coming on air. As I said, the new grid starts next Monday. Go and have a look at the website for the new programs that are coming up. And also, there's some shows that have changed time slots as well. Thank you to my lovely other Stephanie at my side here. And thank you to Clayton across the desk, and also a special hello and thank you for putting together those IDs for the guys and playing them tonight. And an extra special thank you for filling in for the last 2 Thursdays. I have struggled with my health, and I really do appreciate this is what being part of a team is about. Thank you so much, guys. You've been listening to Michelle, Stephanie and the Quiet Clayton on Stand Up Straight on Joy. Next up, Joy 949, and I will see you all next week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.